It's time for Swap Meet. Oh yeah, here we go. Oh, another man's junk is another man's treasure, like a gold tape measure. When you were a kid and your fingers in your nose, today you're a picker. Oh, it could be comic books or silverware. As long as it's old, has no mold, there's value there. It's time for Swap Meet with Justin Kaufman
and Greg Flam.
Here we are.
That's right. It's time for another edition of Swap Meets. This, of course, our segment where we evaluate your collectibles, your memorabilia, your junk. 312-981-7200. And if you got something you want to brag about and you think it's the best brag of the night, I'm going to give you a pizza.
Awesome.
No big deal. How you been?
Lou Malnati's. Love it.
Yeah.
Good day. I spent the morning in Winfield, state sale. And while I was there, I hit four or five antique shops and really nice people and some interesting stuff.
I was going to say, this really is the beginning of, you get a nice day like this, will you start to see in the next couple weeks here the season stuff?
I'm willing to bet tomorrow there'll be some garage sales because it's going to be really nice tomorrow and people know the weekend's not going to be so nice. So I think people might do a one-day sale tomorrow.
Where, is there a place you go online to find out garage?
Yeah, there's
are you a troll? You just
yeah, there's a free app called gsaler.com and it's spelled G-S-A-L-R. They leave out whatever the whatever my English. But anyways, gsaler.com, and it's a free app. It will flag where there's sales. It will give you directions. If you tap on it and just say directions, it will help you route. And, the best thing to do is look for, like, a subdivision that's having a sale, so you can kill a lot of birds at once. So
I just have a mental image in my head of you just driving around, subdivision.
Sometimes
subdivision, just hoping
it's called freestyling
something.
In the world of...
they got a name for it?
Yeah, it's called freestyle. And some days that does happen, and some days that is your best sale, because sometimes you'll hit that sale where they just put the sign out in front of their yard. They did not put it online. They didn't put it anywhere else. So,
right, they went old school.
Yeah, and so you have, like, first pick on a lot of things there.
All right, what'd you bring in tonight?
Well, let's talk about yours. No?
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah. Right. If you're watching on the stream, you can probably see it. All right, so what I've got here from my buddy Tommy, who sent this to Chicago. It was kind of a pain in the butt
why he sent
it to me. I'm not even sure why he sent it to me. He knows I like the Bulls. That's about it. It's a Sports Illustrated cover of December 10th, 1984. A Star is Born. It's Michael Jordan with the old Chicago cursive jersey. Mm-hmm. It says Michael Jordan lights up the NBA, and he's jumping over Sidney Moncrief and the Milwaukee Bucks, including, we can't, if that's a Dan Marley or maybe a Scott Skiles.
Yep.
It's someone in short shorts. There's a lot of short shorts.
A lot of shorts going on.
And it's blown up in its frame, so it's blown up.
Yeah, so it's poster size.
Poster size.
Of the cover, which is really cool.
Yeah.
So, December 10th, 1984, by the way.
Would you say priceless on it? Would you say $1,000?
I could not find one currently on eBay.
Right.
So you've got something good here. And it's not torn up. And it's not, like some of your
tacked.
Other items, you talked about.
There's no duct tape on the corner.
But yeah, I think it's a great item. I think you could probably start at a $100 auction and see where it goes from there.
Man, I should do it.
There are dozens of, so people aren't confused, there's dozens of the actual magazine size and the magazine itself of Sports Illustrated, but this is a nice size poster.
When I told Tommy, I said, yeah, I'm gonna give it to Greg and we're going to put it on the swap meet. He's like, you're not going to keep it? And I was like, well, what do you want me to do? He's like, oh, I got it because I knew you liked the Bulls. You're not gonna, like, he got kind of offended that I was thinking about giving it away.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I thought you'd give away the pizza and keep the poster. Or if you want, I'll sell it for you.
I guess it's so funny because we're moving, right? We need to do an episode of the swap meet from my office, and we'll just pick all the stuff that's in there because there are a bunch of tchotchkes and all this kind of stuff that
there's
we have to
be
get rid of. Yeah,
stuff,
you got
to
come in there before we move next month.
I
so
have to.
The idea, I should be eliminating these things from my office, not adding them.
That's true.
But all right, what do you bring in tonight?
I brought in Nintendo NES, the first version
look
of
at that
it.
Thing.
Yeah.
It's got the Duck Hunt.
The best thing about it is the box is like mint condition. That is just the best money shot there. And it works. Everything's there. All the manuals, all the cables. And if you have all of that in the original plastic wrappers, what they pretty much call near mint condition, you can get like 185 to 230.
Which is what online. It would cost it when you bought it.
When you bought it, yeah. So, I mean, it you know, but they're getting harder to find, so.
The golden question is, do you have to blow in it?
No, I've repaired it. I know how to do the repairs on that, and I've taken care of that.
You've done that?
Yeah, and they say the reason that worked is the moisture from blowing it at...
that's my favorite thing to do.
Created a better contact with the, you know, the contacts and the circuit in there.
Hey, you guys want to play Contra? One second.
Right, right. Yep. Did it. Been there, done that.
Up, up, down, down, A, B, A, B.
Yeah,
that's a Nintendo move. 312-981-7200. We want to get your texts and calls now. And all right. If you can beat my poster, someone just texts in and says, probably Jack Sigma. I'm like, oh, if we're going to do this, if we're going to do Uh-oh. 80s. It doesn't look like Jack Sigma because Sigma was bigger. Okay. He's a taller guy. This looks like a little guy.
Might be Mike Dunleavy.
It Ooh. Might be. That's a good one, Pete.
Like the dad?
The dad, senior.
The 1984 Milwaukee Bucks for 500.
But don't give it away yet. I want everyone right. to pick their favorite 80s basketball okay. players so we can have that tonight.
Right.
If you can beat my awesome poster of Michael Jordan tonight, if you got a better item than my Michael Jordan beating the Milwaukee Bucks Sports Illustrated blown up poster, I'll give you a pizza. 312-981-7200. Stay with us. It is the swap meet here on 720 WGN. Justin Kaufman with Greg Flamm. You can find him at DuPagePicker, both on Facebook and Twitter. And we are ready to get to your calls and texts tonight.
Yep.
Let's start with Tom. Tom, what do you want to brag about, Tom?
Good morning. I have a hardcover book about the assassination of John F. Kennedy.
Okay.
It's 1964.
What's it called?
It's called 4 Days, the Historical Record of the Death of President Kennedy.
Okay.
And is it, it's from 1964?
Yeah, it's published in copyright 1964.
Hmm. Okay. Do you know which edition or printing it is?
I would have to say the first.
Okay, yeah, because it will say probably the first page inside there. The good news is there's only one right now for sale. The bad news is it's about $15. But so if you were to sell it, I would, you know, wait till that one's gone. Then you can probably ask a little bit more. But it's it's just not a home run, I'm sorry to say.
Okay, well, it's been in the family since 64.
Hey, that's all that counts.
Yep.
It's not a home run. It's more like a ground ball to short. But you did make contact. You did make contact, right. Tom. That's what matters.
You didn't miss the sign from the third base coach.
Yeah, right. Thanks, Tom. Yeah, that was
yeah, like
not
Sox,
a good
yeah.
showing for the White Sox today. I think I won't bunt.
Right, maybe not.
708 says, I got a 4x4 piece of cardboard with stencil. Used as a ticket voucher for one of four shows the Smashing Pumpkins did at the Double Door in 1995.
That's
awesome.
That's
a good one. That's good.
That is.
Not as good as Michael Jordan's short shorts.
Probably not, no.
Yeah.
But, no, it's really good. And, you know, you could be comparable price to your poster, but I don't know if it will beat your poster.
Yeah. I don't have any memorabilia from my Smashing Pumpkins nostalgia.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm trying to think. I'm like, maybe I had a t-shirt I got from Rose Records.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wouldn't get the t-shirts at the concert. I'd go to the record store and get the knockoffs
right.
$5 cheaper.
Yep.
So I might have had that. I might have had a Siamese Dream poster maybe ripped off on the edges.
Yep.
But I went to see the Smashing Pumpkins. Remember, XRT announced they were doing a secret show for Siamese Dream at Metro, and they were under a different name.
Okay.
And so we all went down there, took the Dodge Colt from Wonder Lake, parked it.
Nice.
Probably got towed by Lincoln Towing somewhere in there, you know, for parking on Racine. And then stood in line from like 1 o'clock in the afternoon till they did the show. And then, yeah, it was an amazing moment. I still remember them coming out on stage.
That's cool.
Yeah. That's all I got.
Yep.
All right. Let's keep going. Let's try Ed. Ed, what do you want to brag about?
Yeah, I've got old records, Bing Crosby from Decca Records, Ethel Merman, Mario Lanza, and I have a Al Jolson, four-record souvenir collection.
Wow, there you go. Those are still some old names.
What label is the Al Jolson record on?
Oh, you know what, offhand,
Yeah, no worries. I'll have Justin fill it.
Well, I'm trying to figure out how to work into the conversation. So, Ed, you just have a bunch of old records on the shelf?
Yeah.
Just listen to them all by yourself?
Actually, I have listened to some of them.
Some of that music just ain't got the same soul. But I'll take my old time rock and roll.
There you go.
That's how he started. He said, I got a bunch of old records. So like, it automatically came in my head. And look at me. I'm a wordsmith.
Did you get your first real six string at a five and dime? That's awesome.
We get old
some
records,
of the Decca label artists can get some decent money, but I'm afraid Bing Crosby, probably not so much. The Al Jolson, I'd be interested in if I knew what label it was on, but there's just so much out there, so it's hard to discern.
That's cool you got him, though.
But it is, yeah. I would definitely research him before you let him go, if you do let him go.
All right, there you go.
Okay, great.
Thanks,
Ed.
Thanks for calling.
312-981-7200. Still looking for the big brag that is going to beat my Michael Jordan poster.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Jordan lights up the NBA, and I think we've nailed it that it might be the Dunleavy, the dad, who, if it is already in rare form mm-hmm. on this poster because he is flopping. As Michael Jordan goes in for the layup, the Dunleavy face is, oh, God, I'm being fouled. That's what he looks like, just right. Like a coach would, you know? Like, he's already got the I'm going to complain that I'm being out-athleted
mm-hmm.
here.
What, didn't he coach the against the Bulls and like maybe their second?
Yeah, like is Portland wasn't like he the coach?
Yeah, maybe the Trailblazers.
Maybe that's him. Yeah, I can't tell because the face in this picture is contorted.
Mm-hmm.
He's got that. It looks like he's being kneed in the groin as Jordan whips past him. But from this angle, which is really awesome because you don't know what happened just before or after this play, he's not actually touching Michael Jordan and he's going into I've been fouled so bad. Like, he's just ready for the flop. So that's what I have. What do you have? 312-981-7200. Let's try Mike. Mike, what do you want to brag about,
how you
Mike?
Doing, fellas?
I'm good. Hi there.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you. I've got an original Broadway cast album Ooh. From Sunday in the Park with George.
Okay.
Signed by Bernadette Peters, Mandy Patinkin, Paul Gemignani, and Stephen Sondheim.
Wow, that's awesome. I like wow. that. How'd you get it?
Well, when I was living in New York, a buddy of mine, they were signing in Schubert Alley when that show was up and running originally, and a buddy of mine got it for me for my birthday, and I've had it ever since. Then.
Schubert Alley. Now, I don't know a lot about
this. And then I worked with Paul Gemignani up at Ravinia, and I asked him to put his Hancock on it.
When you say Schubert Alley, that means the side door to the theater, right? Where they would come out, and there always are people waiting
for
Schubert
the actors. Alley is like an area that's right there at like 48th and Broadway. That it's like a crossroads, pretty much, right in front of the Schubert Theater.
Oh, interesting.
I can't put a number on the because it's signed, but the record itself goes for about $25. So I would say if you do auction it, maybe start at $80 or $100 if you were to sell it. But it, you know, the story sounds like you want to keep it. So that sounds cool.
Yeah,
I like it.
I like it.
Sounds
all
good.
Right.
Thanks for calling.
The Schubert Alley is interesting because I know what he's talking about. I know the area, but the if you're in any of the Broadway houses, there's going to be a stage door on the side, and the more savvy autograph people are going to be waiting at that side door. And I know this because I remember my Brian Darcy James, who was on this program and a friend of ours, Download. He plays King George in Hamilton, and he's Shrek, that kind of thing.
Okay.
His sister, Kate, is who I was in comedy with.
Okay.
And she went to visit him when he was the lead in Titanic.
Wow.
And he had to stop her before they walked out the side door, and because she came to see him, and they were going to go to dinner, and he said, I just need to tell you that it's going to be crazy when you walk out this door. It's going to be a lot of people shoving records and pieces, T-shirts
Stage
and stuff
bills,
right
that,
at
yeah.
your face. And she's like, what? What are you talking about? And she opened the door. She told me, she's like, I've never seen anything like it. Like people just like physically and aggressively trying to put things on Brian's body. Like they're just like, do this, sign it. And it's just a big free-for-all for the actors of Broadway musicals that come out. So I just wonder about that. Anyway, 312-981-7200. And all right, so we'll take a quick break. We'll get the news with Rob. We'll come back. We've got Matt on the line. We've got Ron. Got a great text that are coming in right now. A lot of good stuff that are trying to beat my cool Michael Jordan in short shorts poster where he's beating the Milwaukee Bucks. Probably for the only time in his career. The Bucks were powerhouses back in the 80s. I can't even finish the sentence. All right. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's time for Swap Meet. Oh, yeah, here we go. Oh, another man's junk is another man's treasure, like a gold tape measure. When you were a kid and your fingers in your nose, today you're a picker. Oh, it could be comic books or silverware. As long as it's old, has no mold, there's value there. It's time for Swap Meet with Justin Kaufman
and Greg Flam.
Here we are.
That's right. That DuPage Picker, both on Facebook and Twitter, here every Wednesday. 312-981-7200 is a phone number. We are trying to get you to brag about your collectibles, your memorabilia. What do you got that can beat my Sports Illustrated poster? It's a poster-sized, blown-up cover of the December 10th, 1984, A Star is Born poster. Michael Jordan lights up the NBA. He's beating Sidney Moncrief and a couple other schlubs from the Milwaukee Bucks. Lots of short shorts on display. The Jordan shorts are, then this is what makes this special, and it is priceless. The Jordan shorts are normal. The Bucks hadn't got the memo yet in 1984. They're still looking like they're playing in 1952.
Mm-hmm.
That is a short short for Moncrief. Moncrief's jumping up, and you're like, oh, yeah. Blinded by the light, Sidney Moncrief.
But isn't it John Stockton will get the award always for the short shorts? Yeah,
yeah, he went all the way into the 2000s, 1990s. All right, so 312-981-7200. We got a ton of stuff here. 773 starts us off, and I would say, Pete Zimmerman, this might be one that rivals the Star is Born poster. It's first by saying, not selling, just bragging. Strong. That's a good way to start this. And it says, first Nike Bo Jackson poster. They didn't think he was going to be a big deal. That's why he's wearing an Aqua Gear wetsuit. It's true. She sent a picture. He's in an aqua suit holding a surfboard. And it just says, greetings from the pipeline, Nike.
Who didn't think Bo Jackson was going to be a big deal?
Maybe it's before he was... But he came out... What did he do first? He football first?
Auburn, yeah.
Yep.
No, but I mean, this would be after college, because I don't think he could be on a poster if he's in college, right?
Right.
So this would have been after, but maybe it was before he... was on the Raiders or whatever.
Well, what's weird is, you know, Bo knows everything, and so you would know surfing, of course. So you would think that came out after that whole...
But this is a big deal. This is a poster that actually does well because it's one of the early ones.
It is. It's a good find and a good brag. And opened, it goes for about $130, $150. There's one online now that's mint, never taken out of the plastic, and they're asking $400. So
$400.
Yeah. So I think minimum, if you had one, you're probably in the $150 to $200 range.
Well, he said he's not selling, or she's not selling, because he's just bragging.
Yeah, that's a cool one though.
Yeah, that's good. I like that one. That one's close.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure that beats my short shorts Michael Jordan poster.
Right.
It's close, right? Say it's close.
Yep, it's close.
Let's go to Ron. Ron, what do you want to brag about, Ron?
Good evening, gentlemen. I have some old comics, Robert Crumb comics, first editions. But I have one from the 80s that I bought from Larry's Comics. I don't know if you remember, way up on the north side. And in this issue, it had a story about Trump and how he goes to Robert Crumb's house, and he's it's not a real sexual one, but he's abused by Robert Crumb and his wife. And I have also a Robert Crumb comic. You know, he did the full-size comics, but then he did the half-size comics, which were very, very vulgar.
Okay.
And I can't say that.
I know what you're talking about. But that's interesting, Trump's in it. You always forget that he was a huge celebrity, even in New York City, and was batted around back in the day, too. What do you got on Trump in the
cover? Does it say, like, Hup or H-U-P on the cover?
I don't have it in front of me.
Okay, because that's really all I'm finding is are different issues with that on the cover. It doesn't say, like, Trump or anything on the cover, but they do list it as a Trump content comic book by Crumb. And the highest ones are about $40. They're anywhere from, like, $18 to $40.
Interesting.
So, yeah.
And what about the What about the small, very
the smaller ones?
You're going to be
seeing
less.
A couple that's, here. That's yeah, they guess. Are less. They are like $10.
Let's bring in our economic really? Contributor, Justin.
Yeah.
Those might be less.
Yeah, I am showing some here less, and they're listed as underground comics.
All right. Well, yes. Let me list one more thing, if I may.
Sure.
I came across back in the 80s, my dad bought a little cottage in Michigan, and there was one room in there. It had to be a kid's room, and it was like the kid got up and walked away. He had baseball cards. He thumbtacked them to the wall. I can only remember two names. One was Fred Fitzsimmons, and the other, not real big, the other guy was a Pepitone.
Oh, yeah. Pitcher, yeah.
I believe his ancestors had a Pontiac a dealership in Chicago.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I remember that.
And right. Also what he left behind was like a collection of, these were dime store toy soldiers. But one of them, I go to toy soldier shows occasionally, and there's a Patton on a little star-spangled podium with his two pearl-handled pistols, four stars on his helmet. And I only saw one at a toy soldier show, and it was a replica. And I only heard of one in England, and it was selling for like $400 like 20 years ago.
When you mean a toy soldier convention, are you talking about like the stuff that would be like the painted ones? Or what do you mean toy soldier? Like, is that what you're talking about? Like the
yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, but these were sold in dime stores. And to see what's unique about these was, I'm sure they had to be, well, if it was patent, it had to be done during World War II. Huh. And most of that stuff was melted down for war material.
Yeah, right.
And so the stuff that I have is, it's pretty rare.
All right.
But especially the patent one.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it's right. Interesting.
Thanks, Ron. Appreciate it, man.
You're welcome.
As far as the toy soldier, yeah, there's conventions just specifically
so
on
the,
toy soldiers.
The pewter, like, you know, or the metal ones that are painted and stuff like
there's
that.
There's metal and then, yeah, even the plastic ones,
yeah.
Yeah, but that's pretty cool. The Pepitone card, as high as $440
really?
If it's graded mint.
But it's
the
not
Fitzsimmons I couldn't find.
It,
yeah, with the thumbtack, you're
right when he said they were thumbtacked, I'm like, next.
Yeah.
See, I'm learning.
Yeah.
I'm getting all crusty on the edges. Thanks to you. Thanks. To you.
Bro. Yeah, I've jaded you.
Oh God. Oh, thumbtack?
Yeah.
Oh. 847 says, I got a 1994 game-worn road gray with cursive Chicago on the front. Frank Thomas baseball jersey. There was a strike-shortened season, and Frank leading Triple Crown at the time of the strike. That was, we know.
Yeah.
He was also named AL MVP, obtained from team two letters of authenticity. Jersey signed by Big Frank himself. Any idea on the price of that? Wow.
Yeah, that's amazing, and I'm probably not going to be able to give
it. You know what? I would rather have signed the Big Frank commercial where he's at the airport right now, and the women are like, is that Frank
Thomas?
That Frank?
Yeah.
He's like, hey, ladies, I'm working out. Like, whatever it's about, a protein. What is that? And, anyway, I digress. Yeah. That's got to be worth
the
money,
ladies
right?
Like it, too, from what I've heard.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's what he said.
Right. And
so weird.
I mean, just a signed jersey in general is about 900 to 1,000. And so what he has, you know, could be
better
more than that.
Because of the year.
Yeah, and the how he got it, and he's got the certificates and
we
so
were
forth.
Robbed.
Yeah, that was
hopefully
a tough
they
year.
Got a better. I mean, they got a better contract. Everybody got a better contract in labor, but fans were robbed. That was the year the White Sox were going to win it.
That was a great team, the Jeff Torborg years.
Yeah. Oh, Torborg years. All right, 847 says, I have a World War II German Mother's Cross.
There we go.
A medal given to mothers who had three or more kids during the war.
Mm-hmm.
He got it from the grandmother when she passed.
Yeah,
wow.
That, from looking up, depends how complete it is. Like, does it have the box, you know, the other items? Anywhere from $30 to $200 is what you're kind of looking at there.
I like that one.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Well, which says who had three or more kids during the war? She mean, gave birth to or had three or more kids in the war?
I would guess three of her children in the war, I guess.
Yeah, right? Congratulations, during wartime, you've given birth to three kids. Or is it congratulations, your kids are at war.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, is it more morose with saying three of your kids died? Like, Private Ryan type thing.
Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah, wow. Changes the value of that thing, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
All right. 262 says they've got a autographed Sgt. Pepper's album that I got in 1983, autographed by the three surviving Beatles in an effort to raise money for the National Coalition to Ban Handguns. I acquired it at Beatle Fest. It was organized by Harry Nilsson. Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty rare. I don't know if I can give a value on that.
One of 20.
I would think 20 is, you know, that being one of 20 is going to bring down the value a little bit.
Oh, really? It's got to be.
But, let's see.
That's amazing. That's really great. Just, I mean, it obviously was raising money for gun control measures after John Lennon was killed.
Yeah, it's hard to put a value on that.
Did you see McCartney at the March for Lives?
Yeah, at the March, just hanging out.
He said, my best friend was killed by gun violence. That's what he said about John Lennon. You're like, about that, right?
Yeah.
But more importantly, the idea that you have a signed Sgt. Pepper's album, you have...
I mean, to give you an idea, someone supposedly has all four band members signed, and they're asking $300,000 for it. And that's asking, not sold.
Wow.
So...
That's too much money. That's a new name of the segment. The spinoff segment on Thursdays, that's too much money.
Yeah. Those are items that are used for money laundering.
right.
Like the Beanie Babies that go for $4,000.
Yeah, exactly. Greg Flamm in studio. All right, we got a full lineup of calls. What we'll do, we'll take our last break. We'll come back. We'll do rapid fire. Sound good?
Sound good.
Sound good. Stay with us. Wrapping it up, 312-981-7200. Greg Flamm's here at DuPage Picker. Let's go to Matt. Matt's been waiting the longest. Matt, what do you want to brag about, Matt?
I've got a couple pieces of 12-inch vinyl here that are unopened. They're the original copies. I've got one Beastie Boys License to Ill from 1985.
Okay. Nice.
Wow.
And I've got a Pink Floyd Dark Side of the Moon from 1973.
Wow. And that one's sealed as well?
Yeah, they're both sealed. They're original. I inherited them.
That's
I've
awesome.
Had them for since like 1994, 95.
Very cool. I have a price on the Pink Floyd, go ahead.
No, I know that the Dark Side of the Moon probably has a little bit more value than the License to Ill, but I figure they're both worth a little something.
Yeah that Dark
not
Side of Moon,
book, buddy, not in my book.
Sealed, they're going for $800.
What?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, the one recently sold sealed from 1974 edition for $800.
Nice job.
I mean, even if they're open, as long as they have, there were two stickers and two posters that it came with. As long as you have all that, even open, you're probably looking at like $100. I come across the open ones, but that you have it sealed, that is very cool.
Very cool.
And that's, you know, like a mortgage.
All right,
payment.
That's a winner, man.
Yeah, I was told when I received, I was only like 9-10 years old when I got these. I was told never to open them.
Right.
And I never did. I put them in a closet. And
there you go. Strong advice, man.
Yeah,
strong advice.
That person was smart.
Thanks, Matt. All right, let's keep going. Let's
Thanks
go to
calling.
Ray. Ray, what do you got, Ray? What do you want to brag about?
I got a box set of 15 Frank Sinatra LPs put out by Capitol. It's got a number on it of 7248.
Hmm. That's cool. What does that mean? What's that 7248?
That's probably the catalog number, I would guess.
It's the only number I can find on the box.
Yeah. Let's see what comes up here.
Oh, I see. Yeah. So they would actually, you could sell the box set of LPs. That's what you got.
It's an LP, yeah. The whole box set.
They're all up. Yeah, it's not coming up, so that could just might mean it's just that
which one? Rare. Which one's got Rubber Plant on it? that's the go-to. That's High Hopes. That's High Hopes, right?
Right.
That's a good one.
I'm not finding one with the record, so you might want to, if you want to write all me right. through Facebook, I can do some more research
there
you
go.
For you.
It might be some more something. Thanks, Ray.
Sorry.
Oops, there goes another rubber plant. That's all I got. All right, let's go to Joe. Joe, what do you want to brag about? Joe?
Oh, yeah, hi.
Hi.
Never called you before.
Hey, thanks for calling, man.
It's the first time, yeah. I have to go to bed for work, but anyways, I have a bunch of WLS and CFL surveys from the radio stations.
Okay.
Oh, okay, that's cool.
Are they the silver dollar ones or the larger ones?
I do have a few silver dollars. They're all original. There's two of them from April of 61 I have.
Great.
And there's one picture that has Dick Biondi on there. Could you believe that?
Nice. Yeah, that's great.
And I don't know what this stuff is worth. And then I have some other ones that I would like to sell. I don't have, I'm not on the internet or anything like that. I'm more old school. You want to call me that?
You're going door to door?
Yeah, if you can,
exactly,
contact me somehow. I have a family member or whatever. Contact me through Facebook, DuPage Picker. But the silver dollar ones are awesome. I mean, recently a set of 52, and it's not a complete set, just 52 of them sold for $1,300. So that is pretty cool.
For what? For a survey?
For the silver dollar ones. Mm. They were the thinner ones, maybe about 3 inches wide.
Were they made of silver?
They might as well have been.
Oh,
but
man,
they're going for good money. The wider ones, like from the 70s, not as much. I've come across those, and I've sold maybe a lot of 20 of them for like $30.
But $30?
But the silver dollar ones are the ticket there.
Oh, there you go.
What you want.
Thanks, Joe. Thanks for calling.
Right, thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
630 says I got the original Legend of Zelda gold cartridge.
Yeah, that's the
what our Nintendo said. Still factory sealed.
Yeah, that's gonna be crazy.
He said I got caught going through Christmas presents.
Okay.
And Dad got mad and he returned most of them, but he kept the game in his sock drawer for 25 years.
Wow.
That Christmas came up in conversation recently, and he pulled it out and asked what it's worth.
Yeah, I see one right now. Someone's asking $4,000 for it. Let me see what they're
the
actually
best, the
going
best is
for.
The last line where he says, not sure if he gave it to me or if he wants it back.
Yeah. He definitely would
that
want
is,
it back.
That's the Holy Grail, huh?
Yeah, that's kind of that, and there's a couple other like track and field type games. But realistically, one sold for $1,500 in February.
Well, there's a lot of other stuff here, including 224 has got a unit untorn bleacher tickets to the Windy City Classic that Jordan played in, Esteban Loaiza all-star jersey. There's a lot of great, such nice random stuff. Tonight I'll give the Lou Malnati's Pizza, find Lou Malnati's at all locations around Chicago, to the Bo Jackson poster, right? I think that that's the best brag. Him in a, for whatever reason, holding a surfboard.
Yep.
You know, I don't think Bo's going to work out in this football and baseball, so we should get him in every outfit possible.
Yeah,
but that's a $400
water
poster.
Polo and stuff like that.
So there you go, 773.
Good job.
Good job. Best brag of the night. You can find Greg Flamm at DuPage Picker, and of course, you can find him here every Wednesday night. Greg, thanks for being here, bud.
Thanks.